Thanks for checking out the Spencer on Sports podcast from KGYM. SOS airs every Monday through Friday at 2 right here in KGYM. And be sure to check out all of our other podcasts from the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn at KGYMradio.com. Unity. Happy Tuesday to one and all. Welcome in. Spencer on Sports. Leading things off here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. On the stream at KGYMradio.com on the app. Free to download for your smart device. Also on your smart speaker. We are literally everywhere. Over at the podcast, too. If you're a podcast listener listening to us after hours, salute to you as well. Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Ben is here as well through a 936-6-1600. That's a talk line or text line for you to get in touch with us here at the International Broadcast Center on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a sunshine-filled day. It's a little bit warmer than yesterday. A little bit being, I guess, nice. Midwest nice. Still a little bit cooler than we'd all want for April 26th, but it could be worse. Lots to get to on this afternoon's program. Going to get into the NBA playoffs from yesterday. Get to some baseball news and notes. Let's start up a new feature we'll toss in occasionally here on the show, the Collector's Corner. Said before, I'm a sports collector. There's some news in the sports collecting world today. A big sale in the sports collecting world today. We'll get to that coming up later on in the show. I'm going to start off with NFL draft news and notes. We are two days away from the NFL draft. Thursday evening, things getting underway. We have the draft right here for you on KGYM. Courtesy of our national partners at ESPN Radio, Thursday night, Friday night, and all day Saturday. Catch up on all the draft news and notes. The first pick to the last pick, from number one overall to Mr. Irrelevant. We've got it here for you this week on KGYM and all the analysis in between. Of course, we'll be here on Friday to break down what happened Thursday. We'll get you set for the draft on Thursday's show. So lots to talk about here on a NFL draft week with the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Happy to hear from you today. Lots of ways you can interact with the show. Aside from the talk and text line, you can follow us on Twitter at KGYM Radio. Follow along with the show hashtag SOS on KGYM. You can also interact with us through our poll question today, which is at KGYMradio.com. It has to do with the NFL draft. We want to know what you think. How many players from Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa will be taken Thursday night? So round one of the draft, how many players from the three major schools here in Iowa, Iowa, Iowa State, and Northern Iowa, how many will be taken Thursday night? 0, 1, 2, or 3? You can let us know in the poll question at KGYMradio.com. Some interesting notes coming in, some interesting rumors coming in from the NFL draft gurus out there. We'll talk about those coming up here in just a little bit. Let's start with a question. It seemed like it was answered, at least for the first part of things, for the majority of this whole process, right? We have people prognosticating and projecting and making their predictions about who they think is going to go where. And there was seemingly a consensus that the number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars was indeed set. Now there's some questions. Is it just a smokescreen? Is it legit? We don't know. We're not going to find out until Thursday night when that first card is handed in. The music plays. And, we all react to who the number one overall pick is. But a lot of sources reporting for Jacksonville at number one, there might be four prospects that are believed to be in play for the Jags at number one overall. And that question, who is going to go number one overall, was posed to ESPN's NFL Nation Jaguars reporter Mike DiRocco, who tells us who he thinks the number one overall pick will be for the Jags coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, GM Trent Baalke told us last week that it was down to four guys. I wouldn't mention the four guys, but it's a pretty safe bet that it's Evan Neal, Ikeaquanu, Trevon Walker, and Aiden Hutchinson. And it looks like it's coming down to Walker and Hutchinson there. And if you're going to look at those two guys and look at seeing which one is going to have a bigger chance to make an immediate impact for this franchise and which one might be the safer pick, which is a weird term to use for the number one overall pick, but Hutchinson fits that bill. So, I think that's probably the direction they're going to go, although it wouldn't surprise me if they took Walker or either of those other two offensive tackles, but I think it'll be Hutchinson.
Again, Mike DiRocco there, the ESPN NFL Nation Jaguars reporter, weighing in, thinking it's going to be Aiden Hutchinson, who gets his name called number one overall, the defensive end from Michigan. And like we said, and like Mike said there too, four prospects believed to be in play for Jacksonville at number one. And Albert Breer of SI.com reporting that Shad Khan, the owner of the Jags, is going to sit in with GM Trent Baalke and their new head coach Doug Peterson on their deliberations this week about who is going to be number one as the team looks to solidify its draft board. Khan, at least according to different reports out there, seems to be leaning towards Hutchinson, while Baalke wants Trevon Walker, and maybe Peterson is in between the two. We don't know, but that's according to a number of different reports. Again, Albert Breer of SI.com, also ProFootballNetwork.com, hearing similar things. The odds-on favorite to be the number one pick, that has changed. It was Hutchinson and now Trevon Walker. If you're looking at things from a betting perspective, the odds-on favorite to be the number one pick. So we'll see if the odds are correct there. Khan saying via Albert Breer that he does indeed have an opinion on the number one pick. He said, quote, "We are supposed to get together Wednesday," and he says he doesn't have a firm decision as maybe he did last year, but he says he does have an opinion. He did not want to share that opinion with Albert Breer from SI.com. He did say that he and Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson, Shad Khan did, that they are going to firm up the draft board so they have clarity in all the places they want to look at and all the players that are in their rankings. So still some debate, but at least the general consensus is they're going to pick between one of those four players mentioned before, maybe between Hutchinson and Walker it might be going forward. So interesting to note there. Lots of news about receivers coming into play here this week. Not only do we still have the Deebo Samuel potential trade happening, although there was some comments made yesterday by the 49ers and their GM John Lynch that we'll get to in just a minute that may seem like it's not going to happen. Trade is not going to happen involving Deebo Samuel, but one of the names you might be seeing moved potentially, might be multiple names being moved out of one team, that is the New York Giants. Appears the New York Giants, according to a number of reports, including this one from The Athletic, might be parting ways with one or two wide receivers, possibly, this offseason. The club was reported to potentially be shopping former first-round pick Kadarius Toney, who was drafted last year, and that might be a possibility for the Giants, whether it's during the draft or after the draft. Another name that possibly could be on the move for the Giants is Darius Slayton, who is a 2019 draft pick, a fifth-round pick for the New York Giants. We'll see how things play out there. The other name, of course, that has been in the news in the NFL a lot lately, of course, has been Deebo Samuel. And he has made it known he wants a trade out of San Francisco. San Francisco says, not so fast. Here's what their GM John Lynch had to say about Deebo Samuel and his situation from yesterday.
You know, I'm not going to talk about that much today because I don't think that's productive. I don't want to speak on behalf of Deebo and his team. And I think it's non-productive for us to be talking about things. I can't ever imagine, you know, wanting to move on from Debo. He's been such a great player for us. He means so much to this franchise. Got nothing but love for the guy. You just don't let guys like that walk. So, you know, I can't envision a scenario where we would.
49ers GM John Lynch talking there, again saying that he wouldn't imagine a scenario in which they would let Debo Samuel walk away from the team. And, well, we'll see how that plays out. If it does come down to a trade, either just before the draft or during the draft, that will be certainly one of the storylines that might play out coming up on draft night. You see these stories throughout the season, but a lot during times when players are maybe bargaining for a trade or maybe bargaining for a new contract, or teams are kind of caught in a pickle between do we keep this player, do we not keep this player? But there was a story out with Sports Illustrated featuring an anonymous general manager, quote-unquote, that talks about what potentially the 49ers would want to get if they were to indeed entertain the thought of trading Debo Samuel. And this anonymous GM, according to SI, said that he thinks the Niners will look to get two first-round picks as a way to replace the two first-rounders they gave up when they made a trade last year to acquire Trey Lance, who is potentially their quarterback of the future in San Francisco, although it does not sound like they are conceding. Another report coming out this week does not sound like they are conceding the starting spot to Trey Lance just yet, because the whole thought that Jimmy Garoppolo would be one of the quarterbacks traded this offseason did not materialize, at least not yet. So in that same conversation in which we heard that audio from John Lynch, he also did not make any guarantees that Trey Lance would be the starting quarterback in the new season. So a lot of news involving the 49ers here over the last couple of days. And one other note involving a team that desperately needs a wide receiver, the Green Bay Packers, after trading Devontae Adams to the Las Vegas Raiders. Was that interesting trade rumor yesterday that said maybe the Packers and Raiders were trying to work out a trade for Darren Waller, who for whatever reason was not part of that Devontae Adams deal. See if that does materialize. Derek Carr went on Twitter and said, not going to happen, not happening one bit. This is, you know, it's not true, essentially, is what he said. But there are a few people who claim to be insiders or are insiders saying that this trade might be in the works. So we'll see how that shakes out. But when it comes down to what the Packers are saying ahead of the draft, a draft that will likely see them break a 20-year streak of not taking a wide receiver in the first round. Haven't done it since 2002 when they took Javon Walker, 2002, when they took Javon Walker in the first round. And losing Devontae Adams, losing Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We'll see how things play out. But Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst did not commit to taking a wide receiver in the first round. The Packers are one of those teams that follows their board almost to a T. They like a guy. They really like a guy. They hope he's there. And if he is there and they feel like they make a smart pick there or can make a smart pick there, they certainly are not afraid to do that. But GM Brian Gutekunst saying in a press conference, pre-draft press conference yesterday, that the last few classes of wide receiver have been pretty deep, and he says he thinks this one is another one. He did say that he does not envision first-year NFL wideouts as typically breakout players. He says history still kind of shows that for all rookies, not just wide receivers, but for all rookies, it takes time. Gutekunst saying that this is a hard league. There is a learning curve before these guys really start to produce at a high level. Whether that means they skip a wide receiver in the first round or not, take a first-round receiver in the first round or not, or take a receiver in the first round or not, we don't know. We're going to find out on Thursday night. But did not sound committed to doing just that, although you get the feeling the board will shake up just the way that it needs to for Green Bay. On Thursday night, seeing them linked, of course, to a number of different guys. Treylon Burks from Arkansas, one of them. Christian Watson from North Dakota State, the other. Chris Olave from Ohio State, another name you're seeing a lot of mock drafts going to Green Bay to play for the Packers and have the ball thrown to them by Aaron Rodgers. We'll see how things shake out coming up on Thursday. One other news piece from the NFL draft here as we get you caught up on the latest NFL headlines. Todd McShay from ESPN talking about the potential for a couple in-state prospects here in the state of Iowa to go in the draft. Todd McShay talking on ESPN.com about Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa, projected to probably be mid-first round, and it looks like McShay is saying possible spots for Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa, New Orleans, and McShay is saying that he's heard one of the teams eyeing Penning, also the Los Angeles Chargers. And we'll see. McShay says that Chargers indeed want him. They would have to jump ahead of the Saints in line to grab Trevor Penning from Northern Iowa. Another thing we talked about a week or two ago is the possibility that Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa might slide out of the first round and move to an early day two pick. Latest mock draft from ESPN, by the way, does have Linderbaum as a first rounder going to the Houston Texans in a mock trade for the 29th overall pick in the first round. But Todd McShay suggesting among three prospects he's heard could fall out of round one: Georgia linebacker N'Kobe Dean, Purdue's George Karlaftis, the defensive end, and Tyler Linderbaum from Iowa. Again, we will see how things play out on Thursday, but Todd McShay saying that it's a possibility, saying what others have said, others have suggested, that it will be a possibility for Linderbaum to potentially fall out of the first round. We will find out with the rest of us how things play out. Again, I've said before, I don't think it will happen. I think he'll be a late first rounder, maybe mid first rounder. Just depends on the fit. Depends on if the team needs a true center. And there are some teams who need that. Whether their board shakes up the way that a lot of these projections have it shaking out, that will be the thing to watch. Again, 319-366-1600. Appreciate you tuning in here on a Tuesday edition of Spencer on Sports. We'll talk more NFL draft, of course, throughout the week, getting set for the first round coming up on Thursday. ESPN Radio has been talking to a lot of the top prospects as well. I heard Sauce Gardner on earlier today. Also heard Drake London on earlier today as well. Of course, ESPN has all the big-time connections, big-time prospects joining them throughout the draft coverage. And we'll have the draft again for you coming up on Thursday as well, starting at 6 right here on KGYM and all of our frequencies. It's 2:23. Got to take a quick time out. We'll talk some NBA playoff action. Get that for you coming up here in just a bit. What happened last night, a look ahead to tonight, some other NBA news and notes. Get to that here in just a bit. That follows this ESPN Sports Beat with Jason Fitz. It's coming up here in KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have that rain winding down as we head into this afternoon. We'll be dry overnight tonight with temperatures around 60 degrees. Tomorrow we'll start dry. It'll be warm and breezy with temperatures climbing into the 70s to near 80 degrees. We'll then have the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we head into the late afternoon and early evening hours, and some of those storms may be strong. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
At this point, trust absolutely nothing you hear from anyone when it comes to the NFL draft. When are we going to stop doing this every year and start realizing that everything we're getting is either overanalysis or misinformation? And I'm not just talking about the teams. I'm talking about all of us that cover it. You can just sit there day in and day out trying to figure out who's going to take who. But realistically, at this point, that most of those decisions at the top of the draft should be made. The fact that there are still so many conflicting reports about who the top pick will be tells you everything you need to know about this year's draft particularly. I've seen reports that some teams only have 15 players in the entire draft rated as a first-round draft pick. And it only reminds me that this is a time to preach patience. It's not going to be about what everyone says the day after the draft. It's going to be one of those drafts that could take 2 or 3 years to figure out if you've got any great players. That doesn't make for a sexy story, and it doesn't make for an easy analysis. But when you're talking about your favorite team, you got to look at it and say, hey, in a draft where there's no consensus, why not us? Why can't this be a great draft for us? You can't explain to me any reason why the Raiders would possibly trade Darren Waller for a draft pick. It's not going to happen. Why? Because they've already shown you what they're doing this year. Now, for all the reports that they may have tried to involve him in the trade for Davante Adams, that can be true, and that doesn't necessarily mean he's about to be traded in this moment. See, the Raiders made a decision to go all in, and in the decision to go all in, you can't take away one of your better offensive weapons, especially that's not costing you a ton of money right now, just for the possibility of future equity. If you're the Raiders, you got to look at this and say, even if Darren Waller is not happy, this is the ultimate so what, now what moment, where as a team, you can't trade him because it doesn't match with anything that you've done already this offseason. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code HANSON200, H-A-N-S-O-N 200, and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON200 to win $200 when you bet $10 on an MLB game and either team hits a home run. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Breaking Benjamin. Live in concert. Breaking Benjamin with special guests Seether, Starset, and Lacey Sturm. Alliant Energy Powerhouse, Friday, May 6th. Get tickets now at creventslive.com. Breaking Benjamin, rocking all the hits for one incredible night in Cedar Rapids. Get tickets now. For more, check breakingbenjamin.com.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
All right, back at 228, Sir KGYM. Spencer on Sports with you for a Tuesday. Through a 936-6-1600, taking you up till 3 o'clock per usual. Gym class in here between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Be sure you're listening to the gym class today sometime between 3 and 4 because they have a chance for you to get a pair of tickets to check out a really cool exhibit at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. It's called Gridiron Champs, George Halas and the Chicago Bears. Do you know that George Halas, former player, coach, and owner of the Bears and co-founder of the NFL, was a first-generation Czech-American? Well, you can find out all about his life and achievements by experiencing that exhibit again. It's called Gridiron Champs, George Halas of the Chicago Bears, by visiting the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Gym class is a chance to win a pair of tickets all week long right here in KGYM. For more details, check out our website at kgymradio.com. Todd and Alex also have... awesome concert giveaway we're going to start this week, too. We'll tell you about that coming up here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. Spent the first part of the show talking some NFL news and notes, getting you set for the draft as we head towards round one of the NFL draft coming up on Thursday. Let's switch over to basketball now. Razorback Dale, I see you on the text line celebrating the Celtics getting the brooms out over the Brooklyn Nets last night, completing the sweep 116-112. 29 from Jason Tatum last night. Jaylen Brown, 22. Marcus Smart with 20 points and 11 assists as Boston won on the road to complete that sweep. KD, Kevin Durant with 39. Seth Curry had 23. Kyrie Irving, 20 points in the loss for Brooklyn. So Boston wins that series 4-0. They advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. They will take on either Milwaukee or Chicago in that semifinal matchup. The Bucks and Bulls play their potentially final game of the series coming up tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Let's hear from the Celtics, Jason Tatum, talking about getting the sweep of the Nets. Here's Tatum with more.
It was just big, especially on the road. You know, we knew that they weren't going to go out without a fight. And, you know, they fought to the end. And, you know, we just figured it out. That's all it is, you know. You know, you're going to be in situations like that in the playoffs, and you got to compete. That's what we did. We competed. We got stops when we needed to, rebound, made some big-time, timely baskets, offensive rebounds and things like that. You know, that's what it's all about.
Jason Tatum there on the other side, everyone talking about the Brooklyn Nets and their failure to even win a playoff game, even win a single game, let alone the series. And their head coach, Steve Nash, weighed in on the end of his team's season.
You love your guys. You know, you care about them. You go every day trying to help them, trying to put them in a position to grow and succeed and come together. To have gone through everything that we went through this year, to have to, you know, say goodbye is tough, because we've fought hard to stay together through all this stuff that happened. And like I said, I'm proud of the group. We could have gone our own ways way earlier in the season, and we found a way to weather Kevin's injury and the trade and Kyrie not being able to play at home and all that stuff. You know, we had a patch of the season where we, you know, basically dropped to the bottom of the playoff picture in 10th. So, you know, with Kevin's absence. So just being able to stay together and stick around and give ourselves a chance. And although we lost 4-0, you know, our guys battled and we were unlucky not to win game one. And then the rest of the series is basically 4-point game. So proud of them. You know, we grew a lot. We're just not able to see it at this moment in time.
Steve Nash talking about the end of the season for the Brooklyn Nets, again falling 116-112, putting up a really good fight in the entire series. Of course, you know, they lost at a buzzer beater in game one from Jason Tatum, and then lost the next three, but just unable to get it done. And Boston gets the win 116-112 to advance and sweep the series. What's become a series that was close to being a sweep, but's become quite a series, is the Toronto and Philadelphia series. No team's ever blown a 3-0 series lead to get knocked out of the playoffs. But Philly maybe hears footsteps behind them. We'll see how things play out when Game 6 comes up Thursday. But Toronto rolling past Philly last night, 103-88. Pascal Siakam with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Precious Achiuwa. Yes, that's a real basketball player. Precious Achiuwa, 17 points. He went to Memphis. OG Anunoby and Gary Trent Jr. each with 16 points in the win for Toronto. It was 20 points and 11 rebounds for Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris had 16 and James Harden 15 in the loss for Philly. They've lost 2 in a row. Still lead the series 3-2. Still can close it out. They've got Game 6 coming up Thursday in Toronto. What went well for Toronto? Here's what Doc Rivers had to say following the game last night.
Yeah, they got everything they wanted. They got everything they wanted. And they, not only did they get it, they used 23 seconds damn near every possession. You know, so they turned the game into a slow pace slugfest. But whenever they could run, they did run. So they got both. Like, they beat us in transition. When they didn't have transition, they backed it out, used the clock. Got the ISO they wanted and scored on us. They scored from every single guy looking at our guys in the face. So we're going to have to do something better to help our guys defend better.
What can Philly do to get better and to close out the series in Game 6? Here's Doc Rivers one more time.
You know, I just think as a group, we got to get to the paint. I thought that if you just look at it on the whole shell of the game, Toronto was in the paint making plays. It didn't matter who got it. They drove and made plays. We didn't do that. We stayed out on the perimeter and tried to take shots. We got to get back to the paint. Game 1 and 2, we got to the paint. Game 3, late, we started getting to the paint. And since then, we're not getting there. So, and a lot of it is on us. We had the ball swings, and instead, we were taking one dribble shots instead of getting downhill. And the downhill drives are not for you to score. It's for you to make a play, and that we're not doing that very well.
Again, Game 6 coming up Thursday in Toronto in that series. Game 6 coming up Thursday, a chance for Dallas to close out the series against Utah. After they took care of the Jazz last night, 102-77. What a game for Luka Doncic. We talked when we previewed the playoffs right before it began. He's going to be the X factor for Dallas. We know it's Luka's show, and Luka getting the job done last night. 33 points, 13 rebounds in the win for the Mavs. Jalen Brunson, another nice game with 24. For Utah, it was Jordan Clarkson with 20. Rudy Gobert, 17 points and 11 rebounds. And then Donovan Mitchell, he ended up with a hamstring injury, leaving the fourth quarter in the contest, but his play did not make a difference like it did in Game 4. Donovan Mitchell, 9 points on 4 of 15 shooting. He was 0 of 7 from distance, so it did not make a difference in Utah's game, and they lost 102-77. They trailed that series 3-2. Dallas can close it out with a win Thursday in Salt Lake City. Speaking of the Donovan Mitchell news, Donovan Mitchell getting an MRI today. Adrian Wojnarowski from ESPN reporting that his MRI was negative on the hamstring. He is dealing with bruising in both of his quads. There is still optimism for his availability in Game 6 coming up Thursday. Bad news for the Chicago Bulls before we get into tonight's schedule in the NBA playoffs. Bulls not looking like they're going to have Alex Caruso or Zach LaVine for the do-or-die Game 5 coming up in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Caruso is in concussion protocol. His status for Wednesday's game uncertain, according to Rob Schaefer from NBC Sports Chicago. And Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Bulls, saying it's probably going to be a day-to-day thing for Alex Caruso. He got an inadvertent shot to the face from Javon Carter during Game 4 as the Bucks took a 3-1 series lead in that win on Sunday. So Alex Caruso possibly going to be out. Likely going to be out is Zach LaVine, who entered COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Team saying earlier today, LaVine expected to miss Game 5 Wednesday in Milwaukee, per a number of sources familiar with the situation. Tonight, we've got 3 Game 5s tonight in the NBA playoffs. One of them you can hear right here on KGYM and all of our frequencies from ESPN Radio. Start things off tonight with Miami and Atlanta. The Heat need a win to close out the series. They lead it 3-1. That's a 6 o'clock start on NBA TV. We've got Minnesota and Memphis tonight. Should be an interesting Game 5 tonight in Memphis. Minnesota took a game on Saturday night. We'll see how things shake out tonight back in Memphis. It's a 6:30 start on TNT. That series tied up at 2 games apiece. And then tonight, the game you can hear right here on KGYM, you've got Phoenix, who is in a whole world of trouble. Number 1 seed tied up at 2 games apiece with New Orleans. Going back to Phoenix for Game 5. That's a 9 o'clock start tonight on TNT. We'll have coverage from ESPN Radio and all of our frequencies tonight, starting at 8:30. It's a look at the NBA playoffs. Razorback Dale checking in on the text line one more time, saying the Celtics are going to win the finals. I'm marking that down, Razorback Dale. Marking it down. You get to brag if you're right. If you're wrong, I don't know what happens, but we'll figure something out. I've got 3 words for you, though. Bucks in 6. My words. Bucks in 6. And start the chant if you want me to. I'd probably get booed out of the studio. 393-66-1600 at 2:38. Coming up on 2:39, we'll get you some baseball news and notes. take a look at what happened on a light day in Major League Baseball and get you set for action tonight. Have that and more coming up here on KGYM.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Menards carries the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking. It's the best choice for all of your outdoor projects. Right now, all AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking is 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What makes mulch so lovable? The texture? The smell? Well, it's not just people that love mulch. Your plants do too. Retaining moisture and regulating soil temps, it's the whole package. And when you use Scott's Earth Grow or exclusive Vigoro wood mulches, you can even pick the color. What's not to love? Stop in for mulch and everything else you need this season. It feels like spring at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The 2022 NFL Draft, live from Las Vegas,
with the first pick.
From pick 1 to 262, with instant analysis from Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay.
I don't think he drops beyond number 13.
A lot of people have mixed opinion on what he can be at the pro level.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select.
The 2022 NFL Draft. Coverage begins with round 1 Thursday, April 28th at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN, and on ABC.
All right, back here at 241. Spencer on Sports here for a Tuesday through a 9366-1600. Talk some football. Talk some basketball. Out of baseball here before we get there. Told you about giveaway the gym class is doing this week. How about another giveaway and another chance to see really awesome show coming to Cedar Rapids later on this year? If you were following our Facebook page, which you should be, for KGYM on Facebook. We made the announcement earlier today, and now we've got your chance to win Shinedown, bringing its Planet Zero World Tour with special guests Jelly Roll and John Harvey to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse coming up Tuesday, September 6th. And you can listen in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets before you can buy them. Tickets to the show, again, Shinedown and their Planet Zero World Tour. They go on sale to the public this Friday at 11 a.m., but be sure to check out our social media channels this Thursday for a special pre-sale code to use Thursday only between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Want more details? Check out our website, kgymradio.com. But again, Todd and Alex have chances to win a pair of tickets to see Shinedown on their Planet Zero World Tour all this week. Comes to Cedar Rapids on September 6th. We've got those tickets coming up today between 4 and 6. Through a 9366-1600 to the world of baseball. Light night on a Monday. I turned off the Brewer game at the right time. As a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, I watched the good part and then had other things to do, so I shut off the game and then the not-so-good part happened. Brewers losing last night 4-2. Corbin Burns, no fault of his own, 6 2/3 innings pitched. Gave up 2 hits, no runs, walked 2, struck out 11. So double-digit strikeouts, back-to-back days. You had Eric Lauer on Sunday Night Baseball with 13, 11 for Corbin Burns, but it was the Brewers' bullpen that faltered. Jock Peterson, former Brave, of course, won the World Series with the Braves. He's in San Fran now. He hit a two-run homer in the eighth. Luis Gonzalez with a two-run homer in the ninth to prove the difference for San Francisco as they win the one-and-done series. Like I mentioned yesterday, that was one of those games that was supposed to be played when the lockout happened, and then to get all 162 in, they're moving games around, putting them here, putting them there. So San Francisco swung by for one game, and then they're heading back home. They are back home for the rest of the week, and the Brewers are headed out to Pittsburgh. But Brewers take the loss last night 4-2. Not a good night for Cardinal fans either. Redbirds falling to the Mets 5-2. All five runs scoring in the ninth inning for the Mets. Good night for Max Scherzer on the hill. Seven innings pitched, gave up two hits, no runs, walked one, and struck out 10 for Max Scherzer. Toronto beating Boston last night 6-2. Bo Bichette, Bo knows grand slams. He hit a grand slam in the eighth to give Toronto a 6-2 win. It was Philly over Colorado 8-2. Texas beating Houston 6-2. The Angels, the Taylor Ward show for the Angels, taking on Cleveland 2-for-4 with two home runs and three ribbies in the win for the Angels. And then something you don't see too often in Major League Baseball these days, a complete game. Walker Buehler, of all people, figured he'd be possibly one to do it. Walker Buehler with nine innings pitched, gave up three hits, no runs, struck out 10 in a 4-0 win for the Dodgers over their division rival, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Schedule for tonight, you got the Brewers in Pittsburgh. Saw some rumblings that the weather might not be so great, so we'll see if that game happens. Always seems to be a rainout or five in Pittsburgh when certain teams are there, Milwaukee being one of them. We'll see if there is any weather issues tonight. But the Brewers are in Pittsburgh. Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller getting the ball for the Pirates tonight against Brandon Woodruff for Milwaukee. 5:35, the start time for the Brewers and Pirates. San Diego and Cincinnati tonight, Tampa and Seattle. Colorado is at Philly. Baltimore is at the Yankees. Miami is at Washington. Boston at Toronto. Kansas City and the White Sox tonight at 6:10. Daniel Lynch taking on Dallas Keuchel. The White Sox, Kansas City. Cubs are in Atlanta. Marcus Stroman going against Max Fried. Minnesota hosting Detroit tonight. St. Louis hosting the Mets one more time. Texas is taking on Houston. The Angels taking on Cleveland. Dodgers are at Arizona. And Oakland is at San Francisco in the world of Major League Baseball. College baseball, there's a game down at Banks Field tonight. Non-conference action in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes welcome Western Illinois to town. Hawkeyes have won 7 of their last 8, 10 of 13, and 15 of 20 to improve to 23-13 overall. Of course, Iowa getting 2 of 3 against number 8 ranked Rutgers last weekend in New Jersey. Western Illinois struggling this year, 4-32 coming into tonight's contest. They've lost 9 in a row, dating back to April 9th. Ben Detay getting the mound for the Hawkeyes, his first career start tonight. Iowa 6-1 so far in midweek contests this year. They will head to Nebraska for a Big Ten series starting Friday. Tonight's game is on the ESPN Plus, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe BTN Plus, one of the two. But you can catch that for tonight's Banks Field down in Iowa City, midweek action for the Hawkeyes. And in softball action, it is Cy-Hawk softball tonight in Ames. Hawkeyes and Cyclones squaring off in non-conference play. Iowa losing 2-3 to Illinois this past weekend. They're 19-25 overall. Iowa State's 21-24 overall. Cyclones have lost 5 in a row, including a 3-game sweep at number 1 ranked Oklahoma last weekend. Iowa softball in Cy-Hawk series matchups 8-6-1. Iowa State has won the last 2, including a 2-0 win in 2019. That game is coming up later on today. Iowa State and Iowa in Cy-Hawk softball action. Check that out, and we'll get you up to date on what happens tomorrow here on the show. 309-366-1600 coming up on 249. We'll get you that news from the sports collecting world coming up here in just a bit. Also, our What's on Tap segment coming up. Thanks for listening to Spencer on Sports here on KGYM.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship. But at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome to Allstate, where we bring it all together. And bundling your home and auto is good, right? And it saves you up to 25%. It all comes together. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Bundled savings discounts will vary by state. Saving up to 25% is a countrywide average of savings off the home policy. Combining the multiple policy discount for having auto insurance with Allstate and the welcome discount savings at enrollment.
Do you hear that? The sounds of spring. There's the birds. The spring breeze blowing through the leaves. And the Ryobi Whisper Series blower. And that's the new Ryobi Whisper Walk Mower. And there's the Ryobi Whisper Series String Trimmer. All with interchangeable lithium-ion batteries and gas-like power. It feels like spring at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
251, Spencer on Sports. Wrap it up here for a Tuesday. Through a 9366-1600, 9663 weighing in. Talking about the Mets, says I think their Mets are for real this year. They are pitching very well, even without DeGrom in the rotation. And they're hitting really well, too. Lindor living up to where he needs to be. Alonso's had some good games. My dad's a big Mets fan, or he was. I don't know what his... he's a Brewer fan, too. But he cheered for the Mets when he was a kid, so the Mets are his second team. So I think he follows them still. I don't know, but Mets, and the Mets are the team. If I had to choose a team to cheer for from New York, I'd probably cheer for the Mets. I like Aaron Judge. I just don't like the Yankees in general, but that's another conversation for another time. 319-366-1600. I could just do that. That sounds like a great summer idea. If I had to choose one team, who would I choose for? Let's give options on the text line. I could make some friends, make some enemies. I'm still the new guy, so I'm, it's like, you people don't know who I am. You probably need to know my allegiances. I think you could figure out most of them, most Wisconsin sports. Razorback Dale saying I should root for Arkansas. I am a free agent when it comes to the SEC West. So maybe I will, Razorback Dale. I don't know. That's something we need to stew on, some ideas. We could stew on for a little bit further on down the road here into our summertime of conversations. But wanted to get to this before we get out of here today. Ralph in Riverside checking in, thanking us for reporting on sports collectibles. Appreciate that. I like I said, collector's corner, we're going to call this. Every time I see some news that might be of interest to the general public and collectors as well, I will share it with you, do my best to share it with you here on Spencer on Sports to wrap up the show. How about this? Earlier today, if you know anything about cards, and even if you don't, you know there's ones that are valuable to the point of just absolute stupidity. Just like, wait, that is worth that much money? Hannes Wagner, T206, iconic card in the world of baseball cards. If you are ever able to find a perfect one, A, it's probably a fake. Counterfeited, so don't buy it. B, if you can legitimize that it is a real thing, sell it immediately and you will be like a multi-bajillionaire. Anyways, T206 Honus Wagner card earlier today sold for $1.528 million after a 17-day auction. That's according to Robert Edward Auctions. This card is an interesting case because this version is not perfect by any means, and it's still sold for $1.528 million. The version is missing three sides. This is the one that sold. Missing three sides. It's been trimmed, and there is a giant crease across the middle of the card. If you know anything about cards and collectibles, having those things, a crease, missing parts, off-center, skewed to the left, right, up and down, not good. Not good. But still, this is why I'm saying it's just it's valuable to the point of stupidity. Despite all those things being wrong with it, it still sold for $1.528 million. So, you know, I don't know why. I know why it's an iconic card, but still, it's just like, huh? You what? You paid how much for that? In February with SCP Auctions, this is where it gets interesting. This article from ESPN talks about in February with a different auction house, a Honus Wagner card that had been torn in half, like literally ripped in half, sold for $475,000. In May of last year, another Honus Wagner sold for $3.75 million with Golden Auctions, one of the bigger name auction houses out there, which was a then record for that card. It was the fifth most ever paid for a sports card. So the values are all over the place, but it doesn't matter on the condition. You could literally be creased in half. You could have put it in your bike spokes as a kid, and it would still be worth thousands upon thousands of dollars. $1.528 million for a T206 Honus Wagner selling earlier today. Robert Edward Auctions, ESPN has the article if you want to check out the condition itself and check out more about that sale. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff, I tell you. I'm trying to think, what's the most I've ever sent on a card? I should probably be careful because I know my significant other listens to this occasionally. Thankfully, she's at work, so probably is not listening. If I get a text here in the next couple minutes, and Ben, if you see my face kind of turn pink or blue, you know why. Because I got a text with you spent how much on what? I won't say it. I try to keep my purchases under 100. Let's just keep it at that. We're almost out of time here. Scott and Mark are wondering, what's he talking about? Get out of there, wagon. Gym class coming up. Great show as always. They've got the chance to win tickets to see the George Halas exhibit at the National Czech and Slovak Museum. You can check that out and listen in for your chance to win today. We've also got Scott Docterman from The Athletic joining them today. Here to talk Hawkeye spring football, look ahead to the draft as well for some of the in-state prospects that'll be coming up on the gym class between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex, don't forget, they have a chance to win Shinedown tickets today and throughout the rest of the week. They've got Adam Tischer, the Chiefs reporter from ESPN, talking Chiefs ahead of the NFL draft today, plus much more coming here on the show. NBA playoff action tonight for you. New Orleans and Phoenix Game 5 coverage starts at 8:30. Right here on KGYM. Have yourself a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 on KGYM.